This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump has become the first foreign leader to meet Japan's Emperor Naruhito in a lavish welcoming ceremony at Japan's Imperial Palace. Trump began a four-day visit to Japan on Saturday, but the formal part of his visit started just a few hours ago, on Monday, local time, when he and the First Lady met the Emperor and Empress Masako. The U.S. delegation was greeted at the Imperial Palace by several dozen schoolchildren waving Japanese and U.S. flags. A military band played the U.S. national anthem, and the President and Mrs. Trump stood side by side with their hands over their hearts. Later, the President will attend meetings at the Japanese State Guest House, where he and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe are expected to talk over trade and defense issues. The Trumps are expected to attend an imperial banquet at the palace on Monday night. Emperor Naruhito rose to the chrysanthemum throne on May the 1st. In a long-planned transition, his father, Emperor Akihito, abdicated the throne a day earlier. Voters in 21 European nations went to the polls Sunday for the final day of four of elections for the European Union Parliament. The vote pits populist candidates against those calling for tighter cohesion in the European Union. Early indications are that centrist parties are losing ground to far-right and environmentalist factions, although two-thirds of the vote are still expected to go to pro-EU parties. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban told reporters he hopes the new parliament will take a stronger line against immigration.
We reject migration, and we would like to see leaders in position of European unions who reject the migration, who would like to stop it and not to manage it. So I hope that there will be a shift in the European public arena in favor of those political parties.
This is VOA News. The race